They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Another Pins and Needles Friday.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Good to have you along this morning as we continue with our special coverage of the fallout of the global financial crisis. The last few weeks, it seems Fridays have ended up being days full of fallout. Unfortunately, today is no different. Some incredibly steep declines in Asian stock markets overnight. This on a day when Asian leaders gathered with their European counterparts in Beijing. They're trying to get themselves out of this global tailspin. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports from Shanghai.
Asian leaders today agreed to create an $80 billion bailout fund. Think of it as a neighborhood fire truck, ready to hose down any burning house on the street. Right now, global investors are fleeing emerging markets, which has ignited weakness in many currencies. European leaders in Beijing are taking notes because Hungary, Belarus, and Ukraine face the worst crises. Here's economist Glenn McGuire of Société Générale.
When we look at Eastern Europe, it does look very similar to Asia in 96-97.
The summit will also focus on rebuilding the world financial system. There are two competing world views, one backed by the U.S., the other by the Europeans.
If Asia was going to back anybody, then they'll be backing the European, more activist role for government model.
Asian votes matter because most of the world's foreign reserves live on this side of the world. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Japan's Nikkei fell nearly 10%. South Korean stocks were down even more. And in Europe, 7% drops right now. The Dow lost 172 points yesterday. That's 2%. The Nasdaq was slightly lower. The S&P 500 was 1.25% higher. Another big development this morning is a new 16-month low for oil prices. Oil is below $64 a barrel. All this worry about a global downturn just sucked the steam out of an agreement by OPEC today. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries agreed to cut output by 1.5 million barrels a day. For the first time in 7 years, Toyota's quarterly sales are down. U.S. sales alone were down 18%. That's not surprising given the widespread economic weakness. Demand for cars in the U.S. dipped last month by the most in 17 years. Shares in Toyota fell more than 6% overnight.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrive and Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thriven.com. By the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org. And by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
We're launching an occasional series today that looks at possible solutions for the financial crisis. The first installment of What's the Fix comes with thoughts on the government's part in all of this. Here's commentator Susan Lee.
We're about 6 months into the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. The question on everybody's mind, how do we get out of this? Well, I've got some bad news. There is no way out. Not after Washington showed it can panic with the best of them. Consider what's happened. The government has motored out a $700 billion plus bailout. That's a lot of bucks, considering nobody even argued the bailout would work. In fact, the only impact on which everybody agrees is that the bailout will push the budget deficit up to almost $1 trillion and require higher and higher taxes. The government has also nationalized almost half the banking system. And so far, the only result is the banks want still more money. And don't forget Fannie and Freddie. By taking over these two mortgage giants, the government has pretty much taken over the home mortgage market. Yet, mortgage rates have climbed while house prices continue to drop. Okay, maybe that's unfair. These things take a while to work. But this display of utter panic has resulted in massive uncertainty, and there's nothing the markets hate more and fear more than uncertainty. No wonder investors have become so risk-averse they've taken trillions of dollars out of the stock market. 6 months ago, the country was headed into a recession. The drop in home values made that inevitable. The best course of action would have been to take our very large lumps. Most likely, that would have meant a short, maybe steep recession. And yes, lots of firms in the financial sector would have gone bust, and investors would have lost money. But now, by aggravating the financial crisis and scaring the pants off investors, the federal government has almost ensured a very bad, very long recession. It's not often one gets to quote Napoleon, but here goes. In politics, stupidity is not a handicap.
Economist Susan Lee writes a weekly column for Forbes.com. A lot of companies are struggling right now, but the Walt Disney Company is still cashing in on the craze known as High School Musical. High School Musical 3 opens in theaters today. The franchise is already huge, and now Disney is trying to make it bigger. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has more.
Game on. This is the last time to get it right. This is the last chance to make it on time.
As far as making money goes, High School Musical is practically in a class by itself. It began as a movie on the Disney Channel and became a $100 million franchise with its own concert tour, ice show, best-selling album, and Wii game. Now it's headed for theaters. Entertainment analyst Hal Vogel says taking High School Musical to the big screen will expand the product possibilities even more.
They have a lot of ancillary revenues, everything from merchandising, toys and spin-offs. So business looks at these blockbuster tentpoles, as they call them, to be very important events.
There's just one problem. It's senior year for lead characters Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens. Disney is hoping to sustain the High School Musical franchise by introducing younger cast members into the film. The movie is expected to score $35 million this weekend. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
I should mention we have some great videos at marketplace.org to help you make sense of what's behind the financial crisis. Be sure to take a look if you haven't. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the weekend.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.